Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
A new ruling by the state Supreme Court will have major implications for legal immigrants, the state budget, and state health care. The court ruled legal immigrants here have equal rights to state health care. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports on what that means.
Nearly 3 years ago, state legislators were facing a large budget gap and rising health care costs. After reviewing a number of choices, they opted to trim state-subsidized coverage for legal immigrants. Since the federal government doesn't share the cost of care for this group, they reasoned, the state couldn't afford the whole bill. Health care advocates sued, arguing that legal immigrants are entitled to the same health care benefits as our citizens. Yesterday, in a unanimous decision, the Supreme Judicial Court agreed.
It is a wonderful day in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Justice has prevailed.
That's Amy Whitcomb Slemmer, the director of Health Care for All. Legal immigrants are also celebrating. The insurance plan the state created just for them limited where they could get care, had higher copays, and fewer benefits. Hector Brito and his wife Cesario Reynoso ended up with almost $3,000 in debt for lab tests and appointments that were not covered.
This is a relief for me and everybody. Now they know that in the future they don't have that kind of problems. You know, they will be covered.
Well, maybe. The Patrick administration estimates the cost of covering legal immigrants at least $150 million a year. So the state has several choices. It can look at new taxes or fees to fund coverage for legal immigrants. It can cut other programs. Or it can make subsidized insurance less generous for everyone. Secretary for Administration and Finance Jay Gonzalez says he hopes that won't happen, but it's an option he can't rule out.
The place we're at right now is needing to assess all those options and weigh them and come to some final decisions.
Gonzalez is putting the final touches on a budget Governor Patrick files in a few weeks that will have to include coverage for these roughly 40,000 residents. And the administration may need to consider some additional costs for legal immigrants. One large lingering question is, will this decision that legal immigrants are entitled to the same health benefits as full citizens affect other government assistance programs that treat legal immigrants and citizens differently? Again, Secretary Gonzalez.
Our lawyers are looking at this decision and what the potential impacts might be in some other places, but the direct impact of this decision is on providing health insurance, and that is our immediate focus and the immediate challenge we have.
It will be several months at least before these immigrants are enrolled in Commonwealth care. The decision does not apply to illegal immigrants who are not eligible for state-subsidized insurance. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.